Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Pesachim Daf Samech Chet Amud Aleph, about a third of the way down. Michui Krevav. We said one of the things that is Docheh Shabbat about Pesach is Michui Krevav. But we later said Hadachat Krevav, washing off the innards is not Docheh. So my Michui Krevav, what does that mean? Avuna Amar Shemin Akvan Besakin, that you take the innards and poke them with a hole, with a knife to make a hole. And Chia Barav Amar, Shirka Dema'aya Denafka Agavduchka Sakina. It's actually the liquidous or gelatinous stuff that's in the Me'ayim that comes out when you push with a knife. Amar Belozer, my Tamar Chia Barav. Why does Chia Barav say that that's what this word Michui means? Dichtiv, Charvot Mechim Gerim Yochelu. And so Charvot Mechim, the moach here, meaning like marrow, so the idea is a harvot being like a knife, so that knives cause this stuff to come out. My mashma, how do you get that? Could have been talking of Yosef. Rav Yosef, remember, was highly regarded as the expert in Targum, especially in Nevi'im. He said, that they will inherit the property of the tzaddikim. So it's something that comes out. Now, v'ra'uch v'asim k'dovram, so now we're on that pasuk. Let's take a look at what the rest of the pasuk means. Arnashu ha'yiri ha'marav k'mdubar bam. My k'mdubar bam, what does that mean? Abaya charvot mechim gerim yochelu, meaning, about them it says that these knives are going to, they'll be eating their fat. These strangers will be eating their fat, meaning these other people will be devouring the estate of the tzaddikim. If it said charavot, there's a vav. Meaning that this is not the same as ra'uch lasim kedovram. This is a separate thing. What does it mean? This is now going back on the tzaddikim, not as the victims, but as the actors, that they will revive the dead. Why? Alright, so we have the same verb to shepherd. Now, what is the verb of shepherding in Bashan? Bashan, which of course is a beautiful place for shepherding. The drasha is Bashan's Elisha. Why Elisha? Because Elisha, Bamina Bashan, we see Elisha's roots being from Bashan. Avel Mechola is near the Jordan. Shenemar, Vayani, Vyashafat, Babashan. And Elisha is Elisha ben Shafat. So we know that Elisha's father is Shafat, and Shafat, according to Devarim, comes from Bashan. There you go. Gilad ze Eliyahu, Shinamari, where Eliyahu Tishbi, Mitoshave Gilad, Eliyahu Giladi, famously in song. So, these are referring to Elisha and Eliyahu, the two famous Nevi'im who revived the dead. So all tzaddikim are going to revive the dead, or many tzaddikim. Shemar od yeshu zekenimuch zekenor prachavod yishalayim v'ish mishantov yadom erov yamim. The famous nevuah of Zechariah, which Baruch Hashem we have seen come to life in our and realization in our generation, that the day will come when old people will live in the streets of Jerusalem and every man will have his walking stick with him, mirov yamim. People will live to a good old age. But the point here in the drasha is that Elisha told Gehazi to put his walking stick on the boy. That's the son of the Shunammite that Elisha himself later had to come and revive. But the first attempt at reviving him was through the Mishenet. So Ish Mishantovi Ado is like a revival stick. Okay, further on this theme, Ula Rami. Ula found a challenge, a contradiction. K'tiv, Bila Hamavat Lanetzach. In a very famous pasuk that we hear a lot at funerals, say that the death will be destroyed forever. Uchtiv, Kianar ben Miyashana Yamut. In one of the prophets of Yishayahu, it says a boy will live to 100. Okay, 100, but 100 is not forever. So, lo kasha kan, Yisrael kan ben Ochrim. Yisrael will live forever, Goyim will live a long life. Nochrim, my Baruhatim, what are Nochrim doing in that picture? Tichtiv, amdu zarim, v'rotzon chem, ne'nechari, karichem, v'charmechem. That the strangers, the outsiders, will shepherd for us, and they will be our farmers and our vintners while we're studying. Rav Chista Rami. K'tiv, v'chafrav, v'nav, v'shah, chama. So, as we're on these eschatological visions, we have another contradiction. Rav Chista brought, on one hand, in the future, it says that the moon and the sun will be embarrassed. Kimalach Adonai Tzvot Rishalayim. Chtiv, ayah ovana, k'or chama, v'or chama, yiyeh shivatayim, k'or shivatayim. In another pasuk in Yeshayahu, it says that the moon will be as bright as the sun, and the sun will be as bright as the sunlight of creation. So Lokasha, Kam Lom Haba, Kam Limot HaMashiach. Meaning Limot HaMashiach, the sun and the moon will be brighter, and the Lom Haba, they'll be extinguished. Perhaps. Ulishmuel Damar, Ein Bir Lom Hazeh Limot HaMashiach. But Shmuel's famous dictum that Ein Bir Lom Hazeh Limot HaMashiach Al Shibud Malchiyot Bilvad, that he believes that Olam Hazeh and Limot HaMashiach are the same kind of world, except for political sovereignty of Am Yisrael over themselves. So Ma'ika LeMeimar, how would he then reconcile this contradiction? The answer is Idi V'Idi Olam Haba, both are Olam Haba. Lokasha Kan Machane Shechina, Kan Machane Tzadikim. In the camp of the Shechina, then the light will be embarrassed because Malach Hashem's fault. But in the camp of Tzadikim, it's going to be very bright. Rava Rami, so Rava, Rav's the son-in-law, he found a contradiction. In the same pasuk, God says, "I kill and I bring back to life." I wound and I heal. So which is it? If God can bring to life, certainly he can heal. Why does God have to say, "I heal"? That which I kill, I bring to life. And you see it because you see that I afflict and I bring and I heal. So in other words, the second part is brought as support and the evidence to support the first part. Maybe ani amit v'chaya means God kills one and brings another one to life, meaning birth. Therefore, the second half of the pasuk is there to help explain just like wounding and healing is the same person, the same thing, God kills and brings back to life, which means another source for the ocean of another way to read the pasuk is, originally, whatever I kill, I bring back to life. And anything that I only wound, I also heal. Okay, back in the Mishnah, we said, hekter chalavav, that burning the fats of the Pesach also is done on Shabbat. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, Bowei, Kamachava Mitzvah B'Shata. Look how beautiful it is to do a mitzvah in the right time. Shekter Chalavim Ve'Verim Uftarim K'Shem Kol Alayla. You could burn the fats of a korban all night. Ve'ein Ramtinin Lehmach Shtech Shach. But nonetheless, we don't wait until night, even though it's Shabbat. In other words, if Pesach falls on Shabbat, we could wait till afterwards and put them up, but we put them up right away to do the mitzvah in the right time. Okay, but then the big dispute was about Harkavato, V'havato Mechutz L'Tchum, V'chatichat Yivalto, about carrying the animal or bringing it outside of the tchum, from outside of the Tchum, or cutting off a wart, was the Machloket, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, later Rabbi Kiva, or Minu, Chatchotchin Yivalt Mikdash. So when we learned the Mishnah, I mentioned the Mishnah in Eruvin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud Gimel, says you're allowed to cut off a wart in the Mikdash, but not outside. The Mishnah then said, to use a tool is asur in any case. So Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosef Hanina, they came to answer this. Charamar, it should be Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef Hanina, Charamar, Idi v'Idi b'Yad, said both our Mishnah and that Mishnah, talking about doing it by hand without a kli, ha-balacha ha-bi-vesha, if it's still moist, then you're not allowed to do it. And that's our Mishnah. But if it's dry and already flaky, then you could do it, and that's the Mishnah in Eruvin. He said, no, both of them are talking about moist. Do you do it with my hand is mutar, not by kli. So the opinion, we don't know which is Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, but whichever one said that the difference is viyad and mekli, and that both of them are moist, why didn't he just say both of them are by hand, and one is moist, one is dry? Amalach, yivesha mifrach pricha. Because a dry one, it just flakes off. Now flip it. Why didn't he just say both of them are dry? The answer is, a kli is very explicitly asur, not an issue. It's explicit in the Mishnah there. He said, no, the reason that he mentioned the kli there is because it's coming to take sides on the machloket between Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar says it's mutar, and Rabbi Yeshua says it's asur. Okay, in the next podcast, we're going to further analyze the dispute between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, and then Rabbi Akiva, and see what's behind all of the positions that they're presenting in order to promote either violating Shvut in order to be able to bring the Pesach or not. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.